Ringers. You're listening to Today with John Humphreys and Jim Nocte.
Coming up after seven, we'll be discussing the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of World War I with David Starkey.
So that's the war to end all wars with the bore to end all bores.
After 8.30, I'll be speaking to Usain Bolt, the only man to slag off Scotland in Glasgow and not get beaten to a pulp. But first, the news with Corey Caulfield.
Tennis star Andy Murray says he's fully fit after laser treatment on his back. Apparently, his mother's eyes drilling into him did him the world of good. The Day of Remembrance has seen the lights go out all over Britain, followed by a day of mourning at the Big Six power companies. Following his recent fight with Orlando Bloom, Justin Bieber was seen being comforted by Lindsay Lohan. You know you're in trouble when Lindsay Lohan tells you you've gone too far. Ed Balls has defended leaving the scene of a car crash, saying he couldn't sit through an entire Ed Miliband press conference.
Thanks, Corey. Now over to Jim, who's speaking to the head of the CBI.
I'm not going to.
What?
He's English, John.
Is this what I think it is, Jim?
Yes, John. I've been inspired by last night's debate. Salmon has finally convinced me. I'm declaring independence from the oppressive English Today programme. Hawkeye, the news! The rest of the Radio 4 schedule will be spared. Go back to England and tell them Scotland's daughters and her sons are yours no more. Tell them Nocte is free!
That's from Braveheart. I knew we should have never gone to the pictures in 1995. I wanted to see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
From henceforth, this corner of the studio is my little Scottish Today corner. I'm drawing a line from this coffee cup to this copy of Sarah's Muscle Man magazine.
Jim, this is madness. You can't have a national radio station full of Scottish voices. We've already got five live.
Now, get ready for the theme tune. You're listening to Jimmy Nocte's Scottish Today. As the search continues into its 51st year, we'll be asking Donald where his trousers might be. To discuss this, I'm joined by Scottish acting legend Sean Connery.
Hello there, Jim. Can I just say you have my full support?
Thank you, Sean. I hope you'll be listening.
God, no. I listen to Radio Barbados.
Coming up next on Jimmy Nocte's Scottish Today, why not take off your coat and I'll make you a wee dram of tea. Travel problems on the West Coast Main Line mean commuters will walk 500 miles and then walk 500 more just to be the man who ends up catching a replacement bus service from Ashford. And now, thought for the day with George Galloway.
Listen to me. Sometimes I like to dress up as a cat. And sometimes I like to curse the state of Israel for its war crimes. Lucky for them, it's a Wednesday. Meow.
Ah, John, you're back.
Yes, well, if you can't beat him, I say join him. Coming up on What's Occurring on the Welsh Today programme, Sport with Jones the Athlete, Finance with Jones the Money, and Thought for the Day with Jones the Sanctimonious Boring Sod.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Neil Nunes. Part man, part subwoofer. The controller of Radio 4 is a woman. Most people on Radio 4 are women. Why? Because they all love the sound of my deep voice. It's got so bad I've had to hire personal protection. Matthew Paris. He goes with me everywhere, fighting them off. He had to teach Jenny Murray a lesson. Well, she shouldn't have tried to goose me in the canteen. You may be a dame, Jenny, but you're no lady.
Hello, I'm Paul Lewis, and this is Moneybox Live. If you've spent the last month worrying how the government's changes to annuities will affect your pension pot, is it any wonder your wife left you for someone less boring? Joining me to take your calls is our finance guru, Leslie Meadows.
Nice to be here, Paul.
Our first caller is Tony from London.
Yeah, hi.
Tony, I believe you retired in 2007 and you've got some short-term money problems you'd like help with.
What sort of income are you generating, Tony?
About 90,000.
Wow, per annum, that's actually quite decent.
No, per day. Obviously, that's if I have a lie-in. If I squeeze a lecture in the morning, it can be as much as 150 grand.
150 grand a day, and you're having trouble making ends meet?
Yeah, times are tough, aren't they, when you've got 48 houses, 3 private jets, a secret undersea base to keep up. Plus you read us boxer size every other Thursday, it all adds up.
Well, usually I would suggest taking out a tax-free ISA, but in your case, Tony, I would ask if you've considered starting a war.
What, another one?
I think Leslie just means a small one. Putin, Netanyahu, Assad, they've found real financial benefits in inflicting savagery and misery on others.
Will I still be able to moonlight as a peace envoy?
Peace envoy?
How's that going?
Not brilliantly. But it's only part-time.
Well, a small war might make the pennies go further.
Actually, I had been thinking about maybe invading Guernsey.
Sounds perfect. And, of course, tax-deductible. Well, I hope we've been of some help.
Yeah, you certainly have. So, where do I send the invoice?
Invoice?
Yeah, 2 minutes talking to me at my standard rate. That's £37,000. But as you're the BBC, let's call it an even 40 grand. It's all right, Cherie. We can buy that new helicopter after all.
I'm worried, Sharon.
How do you mean, Phil?
Everywhere you look, the East End getting all poncy.
Tell me about it. Pop down Shoreditch Market. Hipsters everywhere. I was lucky not to get forced into buying a Lana Del Rey album.
How are we going to keep Albert Square ludicrously old-fashioned?
Oi, Mitchell. I want a ludicrously cliched Cockney word with you.
Danny Dyer, of course. Genius.
It's what I've heard of Michelle like on the Dog and Bone True. Have the Mitchell family bought a Vic?
What Mitchell family?
Yeah, there can't be another Mitchell family.
Hello, everyone. We're the Mitchell family.
Who?
I'm David Mitchell.
And I'm Victoria Corran Mitchell.
Yes, we're the Mitchells and we've bought the Queen Vic. Goodness, is that your theme music?
Yeah, you want to make something of it?
No, but I wish the composer had. Can't be having that 80s din. It's as depressing as, well, EastEnders. I haven't seen this many glum faces since my local Waitrose stopped doing those organic lemon kelp cookies.
What's he talking about?
Well, he's saying words, Phil, but none of them make any sense.
We need something much jauntier, you know, like you'd hear on Radio 4.
Yes, let's try that again. Yes, we're the Mitchells and we've bought the pub. Ah, perfect. Gosh, how grim is this public house, Victoria?
It's grim, David.
Just like the North.
You mean like Finchley?
Exactly like that.
Look, you muppets. Get out of this pub or there's going to be trouble.
Oh, right. Well, if it's a fight you want, bring it on. That's what I say. I'll just get out my laptop.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's he doing?
There. I've just written a waspish aside in my column in The Observer. I've compared you to the Luddites who smashed Heathcote's lace-making machine in Loughborough in 1816. Well, come on. That's fighting talk.
Exactly. Now you use your column in The Independent to attack David.
I haven't got a column in The Independent.
Hooray, I win.
We always win, David. We're posh.
I've never felt so alive. Coconut waters are on the house, everyone. Or are they? That sounds like a cliffhanger to me. Loving that new theme tune.
Radio 1. Yeah, I'm Zane Lowe, Radio 1's chief sycophant, the guy who told the Emperor how great his new clothes were. Joining me today is the unparalleled, the majestic, the eloquent, the undisputed god of the British rock canon, Mr. Pete Doherty. Pete, hi, dude. So, Libertines reunion?
Yeah, man, I just, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Such an original, authentic decision to make. What inspired this undeniably monumental comeback?
Yeah, man, we just wanted to, like, give something back to our fans and, like, I also owe a bit of money to this bloke because he sort of lent me some stuff and I said I'd pay him back another time and I don't know where his stuff's gone because I think I lost it in my veins.
I just love how credibility is absolutely at the forefront of everything that you do. I don't think I've ever seen anything in any musical genre or any art form whatsoever that moves me like the sight of you on stage.
I've got a new guitar.
Yeah, dude, totally, totally. The changes in your music are just so clear for all to see.
It's a pink one.
That is unbelievably cool. You're redefining what cool means. But as amazing as you are, dude, where's the rest of the band?
Yeah, man, well, they actually were here, but while you were interviewing me, they, like, robbed all your equipment. They've gone to sell it to Big Mick on the King's Road.
Oh, wow, what an honour, man. Wow. Well, Pete, dude, thank you so much for coming in, literally for giving me the biggest and best interview that I have ever done. You are literally... Hang on, where's my watch?
Yeah, I'll probably keep that.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that the production office for Doctor Who?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent. This is Esther MacVeigh, the Minister of Employment. Just had a question, really, just a thought regarding diversity and reflecting nations and regions.
Okay.
Were there any plans in any stories for some of the Daleks to perhaps have regional accents?
I'm not sure. That's something that you'd probably have to take up with the exec.
But just to say, if there was any thoughts that perhaps some of the Daleks could have a Merseyside accent, I would be happy to volunteer to do that.
OK, what was your name, sorry?
Esther MacVeigh, Minister of Employment.
How do you spell that?
Daleks with a Merseyside accent could have perhaps an immediacy and an extra sort of edge that might be quite different and challenging.
Indeed. Do you want to call back on Monday?
Sort of like, all right, Doctor, calm down, knock down for you, leave it, leave it. What about the leggy? You will come down to the A-Lounge for a leggy, Doctor.
And now another in the BBC's new season, We Thought of the Title First.
Walking in the woods. Loud music on my iPod, carefree expression, eating a pot of honey, sticky hand gestures.
That was Tony Blair unaware of a bear. Goodness, this looks marvellous. Haven't you done a wonderful job?
Now available on one download from Penelope Wilton, the one who's kind to peasants in Downton Abbey. It's the chill-out album you've been waiting for. Yes, it's Penelope Wilton Sounds Really Comforting, Volume 1.
I've put your wet clothes by the fire and your jammies on the radiator with some of last year's lavender.
4 hours of Penelope Wilton sounding really comforting. The way your mum would sound if she weren't so judgmental. All the things you wish Penelope Wilton would say to you, including, we'll sort it all out in the morning.
We'll sort it all out in the morning.
I've set up a little table in the meadow with a jug of my raspberry cordial.
I've set up a little table in the meadow with a jug of my raspberry cordial.
Plus a 45-minute bonus track of Penelope reading from an exchange in Mart in 1989.
Stimpson's Discount Garage Door Centre, M6, Junction 19, doors, tamper-proof locks, anti-intruder spikes.
Even when she's saying disturbing things, Penelope Wilton will still make it sound like everything's going to be okay.
We'll put the baby back before they even notice it's gone.
Get through a bad breakup, check your bank balance, calm prisoners down with a voice that sounds like the smell of baking.
Oh, hello. Was this your cat?
I'm Gareth Malone, 4 parts Judy Garland, 1 part Hitler. And I can make absolutely anyone sound melodious. But for this series, I have to face my biggest challenge yet.
I'll leave challenges for the people. But all I want to say to you is this. People up and down the country say that when I'm around, there's a real buzz, which is great. Then I found out they meant I sound like I've swallowed a fridge.
Yes, I, Gareth Malone, am going to try to make Ed Miliband sound normal. OK, Ed. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Oh, Ed. You sound very nasal.
Yeah, that's just the cold.
And how long have you had it?
Approximately 44 years.
Ed, we need to help you project through your mouth so you speak less like a seal. Now, I'm going to give you this special singing apparatus.
It looks like a snorkel.
Well, that's because it is a snorkel, Ed. It will redirect the air. Just attach it to your mouth and sing, Ed. Sing!
You're my first, my last, my everything. Yeah, you're the answer to all my dreams.
Yes, that's it, Ed. Keep going.
I may be trying to move away from the unions, babe, but I sure want to unite with you, sugar.
Brilliant, Ed. Now, we just need to somehow hold party conference underwater this year so nobody questions the snorkel.
Yeah, maybe we could hold it in the Somerset level.
Please, Ed, only speak through the snorkel.
Hey, I'm so sorry, baby.
Oh, no, I don't bloody believe it. What's happened here? I went to bed last night, I was 6 foot. Now I'm only 4 foot 6.
That was Janet Street Porter wakes up a quarter shorter.
I'm Zane Lowe, Radio 1's chief sycophant. I'm a 40-year-old man, and my trainers light up when I walk. Pretty cool. Hey, dude, what are you doing hoovering in my studio?
Oh, God, sorry. I didn't realise you were on air.
No. That sounds incredible. That is literally the best Hoover solo I've ever heard. That long note, the steady whir. Mate, you are amazing.
It's just Hoover.
No, you have added your own creativity to the classic Hoover sound. Listeners, that is literally better than anything the human mind can possibly comprehend. I am honoured and privileged to have walked on a carpet that has been cleaned by you, man. Come down to me, Lord, and ascend my soul into heaven, for I am Zane Lowe, and I am complete.
Can you lift your feet, please?
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, the only person from the Northeast allowed on the BBC.
Yes, and I'm Mark Ratcliffe, the only man in broadcasting who never appears to have finished a...
Sentence. With more arts and music festivals than ever before, now Radio 4 has joined in. So, welcome to Radio 4's first ever festival. What to call it? Well, they thought of Forstival, Fortitude, Forstonbury, but with the BBC's usual flair, they opted for... the Radio 4 Festival. And it's happening here, in a muddy field near Ambridge. Well, it was a muddy field until the Radio 4 fans got together and turned it into an enormous patio. We've all got the buzz ahead of the big headliners later on the main stage.
Yes, but before all that, we're now going to have a chat with...
some celebrity fans. Boy George... you were lucky enough to catch the Moral Maze do an intimate set over on the acoustic stage.
Yeah, that's right, darling. I've got to tell you, darling, that they opened with Marco Portillo on the ethical implications of tackling benefit fraud. And there was a 10-minute solo on NHS reforms by Melanie Phillips. Talk about Church of the Poisoned Mind.
Yes, and what about you, John Lydon? Where have you been to...
Well, I came to see the greatest show of them all, dear. I refer, of course, to the one and only Brain of Britain. Did you hear that swine of a listener's question from Mr. Jenkins of Hove? He really is the Antichrist.
Paul McCartney... what have you seen?
Well, you know, me, Miley Cyrus and Ozzy Osbourne were on the front row for, like, you know, a late-night session of You and Yours.
Yeah, like You and Yours has always been, like, a big influence, you know. Yeah, like, the song Paranoid was all about my fear of overpriced car insurance.
I mean, me and John were doing that kind of thing back in the 60s, you know. We sort of invented hour-long programmes about consumer issues with Winifred Robinson, you know. Yeah. No one was doing that kind of thing back then, you know.
James Hetfield from Metallica. You've come all the way from LA just to see a live jam of Feedback with Roger Bolton.
Yeah, but then I heard about the Today program splitting up. I'm devastated.
Yeah, me too. Like with Evans leaving, it's going to be like Motorhead without Lemmy.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Neil Nunes. Men get jealous of my voice. Melvin Bragg, for example. He told me that the voice doesn't matter, it's what you say with it that's important. Yes, Melvin, men with tiny voices, they always say that.
Hello, Domino's Pizza.
Hello there, that's the pizza place, yeah?
Yes.
Hello there, it's Richard Osman from Pointless here. Basically looking for choices of pizza toppings, anything from 1960s up until the present day. So best of luck with that. What have you got?
Okay. For the sauces, we got tomato and garlic sauce, garlic butter, barbecue sauce, normal pizza sauce, do you like cheese and cheese? And for the toppings, we got pepperoni, sausage ground, ham, pork meatballs, mushrooms, red onions, green and red peppers, grounded beef, roast chicken, bacon, sweet corn, pineapple, tomatoes, jalapenos, tandoori chicken, rosmito peppers, chizaro, herbs, chipotle sauce, fajita dressing, fajita seasoning, and barbacoa pulled beef.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. Seriously well played there. What an absolutely first-class raft of responses. Let's just take a look at some of those. Tomato, very, very popular answer, that one. 68 people said that. Garlic butter, another popular one. 47 said that one. Cheese, 99%. Yeah. A lot of people said that one, as they would. Think pizzas, think cheese. Chicken was a very good one. 17 for that. 8 people said green pepper. Chipolata, very good answer. Only 4 people said that. Let's take a look at the pointless answers through the toppings. Tripe, pencil sharpeners, both pointless answers. Edelweiss petals and Southwest African wren's eggs. Very good pointless answer. Final pointless answer, Eric Pickles. So, well done if you said that at home.
Okay. Finally on BBC One, it's the Great British Bake Off.
Hello. Hi, we're Mel and Sue, Hampton Deck in Lippi.
Time to see how Tony from Cirencester is getting on.
How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, here to enjoy myself.
Exactly. This is a fun day.
Tony's chosen a very difficult pastry. One tiny mistake and disaster could strike.
What was that?
I'm not really sure. Not sure, Tony. It didn't sound very lovely and bouncy to me.
Not lovely at all.
You can't have the lovely, nice man voiceover now you're on BBC One. You have to have me from MasterChef.
Oh, crumbs.
Tony hasn't realised he's forgotten the cinnamon. This could be a disaster.
Tony, you're shaking. Don't worry. Grip your whisk tightly. Keep your eyes on us and it'll all be fine.
Yes, Tony, we're all here to enjoy ourselves. Just forget about the voiceover.
No one forgets about me. Not when cooking doesn't get any tenser than this.
Ignore her, Tony. Ignore her.
I can't ignore her. I'm scared.
10 million people on their sofa, all watching him crumble quicker than a lemon tort in a hurricane. Time now for the judging. You wouldn't want to be Tony right now. Can you imagine the shame, the humiliation?
No.
Don't be nervous, Tony. It's just a bit of fun.
So what will Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood make of Tony's pie?
What I'm looking for is a buttery dough.
Avoiding the soggy bottom with an even crust. I must say the presentation is a little off.
It's as messy as my marriage, Mary.
But how does it taste?
dear, Tony, you won't be this week's master baker.
But the main thing is, did you have a fun day?
Just leave me alone.
And so Tony, now a burnt-out husk, trudges wearily from the studio into the wreckage of his life. He'll be spent reliving every nightmarish moment of his bake-off humiliation. Time now to see how Amanda's coming along with her rhubarb meringue pie. Oh, too late. She's hanged herself.
Hello, I'm Francine Stock, the stepmother who isn't interested in your silly little drawings. Welcome to the film programme, another imaginative title from Radio 4, the same people who brought us the food programme. Oh, a programme about food, whatever shall we call it? Due to strict BBC guidelines to have him on every show, our guest today is Nigel Farage. Nigel.
No, look, I'm Nigel Farage. I get knocked down, but I get up again. This week, I went to see The Expendables 3.
I literally don't care, but I'm sure you're going to tell us about it.
No. Look, the start of the film was tremendous. Explosions, car crashes, blokes in tight vests, crash, bang, wallop. Unfortunately, at this point, they threw me out for smoking a cigarette.
Fight the power.
And I had a pint. Well, a six-pack. And one of those beer hats with the straws. What kind of a country are we living in when a man can't go to the cinema with a 10-pack of Mayfair and a hat full of Bishop's Finger? And a beef and onion pie, and two scoops of mash, and four sausages, and a hunting rifle. And a busty blonde who's definitely not my mistress, and I'll sue your ass if you say she is. And a rinky-dinky do to you.
Cantaloupe, you shall now be called Helen.
That was Ian McKellen names a melon Helen.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Culshaw, Jan Ravens, Lewis McLeod, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. It was written by Tom Jameson and Nev Fountain, Ed Amsden, Jack Bernhardt, James Bucks, Sarah Campbell, Tom Coles, John Culshaw, Max Davis, Lawrence Howarth, Gabby Hutchinson-Crouch, Ben Partridge and Duncan Wisby. It was produced and created by Bill Dare.